Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Kay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just having a problem on the computer trying to file for my unemployment, and the lady told me if I had a problem to call this number.
Okay. What's your Social Security number?
423-026896.
Is this your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I need to repeat that Social Security number to make sure it's correct. I have 423-026896. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to open up a new unemployment claim form for you. It should take us about 30 minutes to complete all the questions on the form. So what's your first name?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay, Cheryl Reed. And what's your date of birth?
It's March 31st, 1974.
Okay. March 31st, 1974. And are you U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
The highest grade I completed was 8th grade, but I went back and got my GED.
Okay, GED. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Blackman.
Spell it for me.
B-L-A-C-K-M-A-N.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And was it issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 86439.
That's not enough numbers, is it? Alabama driver's license?
Let me recheck it. Yeah, it's 586-4379.
Okay, I'm missing a 5. So the number is 586-439. Is that right?
437. 586-4379.
Okay, that's all of our numbers. Okay. 586-4379.
Do what?
Okay. So if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that to go to a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And will you give me the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. The route. The routing number is 08-300-0108.
Okay. And this has to be a traditional bank. It can't be a PayPal account or a Chime account.
No, ma'am. It's for PNC.
Okay. And account number.
317-508-5000. 0114.
Okay. So the routing number is 083-00-0108. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your account number is 317-508-0114. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your driver's license number was 586-4379. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
It's 211 or 211.
Mm-hmm.
Wildlife.
Spell it for me.
WILDLIFE. And then Lane, LANE.
Mm-hmm. Is there an apartment number or is this a home?
It's a home.
Okay. In what city and state?
Cordova, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip?
35550.
Okay. So I have your mailing address as 211 Wildlife, WILDLISE Lane, Cordova, Alabama, 35550. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 205-895-0730 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Coleman, Anniston, Vestavia, Fultondale, none of the above.
Fultondale.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1988 Chevrolet, 1990 Acura Legend, 1992 Oldsmobile 88, 1995 Saturn. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
What was the first one? The 88 Chevrolet?
Yeah, Beretta. Chevrolet Beretta.
I did own a Chevrolet Beretta.
Okay. All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Church Street Station, Crystal Coast Drywall, Telson, Webb, none of the above.
None of the above.
Mm-hmm. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
7/22/22.
Okay, July 22nd of 2022. So since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to excel full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Day shift.
Okay. And is there a reason that you only want to work day shift?
I'm just used to it. I've never worked night shift. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally work in the trade or industry for which your past experience or training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. Okay?
Okay, then I guess yes.
Okay. So have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't know.
Kind of hard to say with the price of the gas, isn't it?
It really is. I want to say 15, but I don't know what I need to say.
Oh, you don't, there's no right answer.
Okay, 15.
Or wrong answer. Mm-hmm. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
14.
Okay. And do you get work through a union? Are you a part of a union?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
I don't know, a tag t-shirt or a carded t-shirt.
Was this like an assembly line or production work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's the kind of work you're looking to do?
Right now I'm ready to just about anything. I mean, I've done a little bit of everything. I've worked fast food the majority of my life. Worked at Walmart Distribution Center for only a couple of months, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked at this t-shirt factory, doing t-shirts.
So if you had a choice, what other kind of work would you like to do other than production work?
Well, I've worked at a nursing home before, too. I like helping elderly people.
So you want to work as a nursing aide or aide?
Yeah, or cleaning. I'm very good at cleaning, so even like at hospitals, if I could work in housekeeping, that would be good. Matter of fact, where I was working at, he had me come in and send off to form.
Let's see if I can get something in that area. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what company were you working for?
Eternal Light Company.
So spell that for me?
Eternal.
Eternal. Okay. And then, eternal life. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you receive your pay, is it under eternal life or is it under another name?
I want to say maybe it's under Bitco, B-I-T-C-O.
Okay. All right, that's what I see in your work history. Okay, and can you give me a phone number for them?
Didn't write down on the paper. They don't have a company phone. Hang on. Second one, pull it up. Okay, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Okay, it's 205-907-3241.
Okay, you faded out on the last four numbers.
3241.
Okay. So I have 205-907-3241, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when did you start working for them?
January 10th of 2022.
Okay. In what city and state were you working?
Dora, Alabama.
Is that D-O-R-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
I actually got a check yesterday.
Was that your regular pay?
Yes, ma'am. That was my regular pay.
Okay. You don't have to report that to us. We're just wanting vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay, if you're expecting any of those. Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for them?
They closed.
Okay.
Hopefully just temporarily. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a Christian-based company and a couple is a young married couple, 26 and 27. And I think they've kind of hit rock, and they're going to try to sell the place that it's at now and find another place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping it's not going to take long so they can call us back. I hope and pray that, because I love that company. My heart for that company.
Oh, yeah. And it's so needed. It's very much needed. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give you a four-digit PIN number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
It's 9674.
Okay.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. So, Ms. Reed, we have completed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim. It's two things that you should do while you're waiting on the results. The first thing is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you're just going to make sure that there's a resume that's been updated online, okay?
Yes,
ma'am. And then the second thing you're going to do is very important, and that's your weekly certification. There's two ways you can do that certification. You can go onto our website, which is www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 1-800 number. And that 800 number is 800-752-7389. So either one you choose is going to ask you for your Social Security number, your four-digit PIN, and some other questions. So the first time you're going to do that certification is next week. And our weeks start on Sunday. They end on Friday. So any day from this coming Sunday through Friday, you can choose to do your certification. It's very important that you do that certification once a week, each week that you're claiming benefits. If you miss a week, it's going to cancel the claim, and you're going to have to start over.
Yes.
So, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, I don't. I got to go back out to the Career Center. I actually went there this morning to file for unemployment. And they set me some stuff up, or was trying to. They gave me a username, told me to come home, get on the computer. But the username that they gave me, it's still telling me I cannot use it.
No, you can't.
So I guess I've got to go back out there tomorrow, I guess, and find out what's going on.
Yeah, they gave you a username to go into your Alabama Works.
Is yes,
that
ma'am.
The ID number? Yeah, you'll have to go to them. Or you can call them. They may give it to you over the phone. I'm not sure. But, you have what you need from us, and just follow those instructions, and you should be okay.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've been on unemployment before. I don't even know how to react.
I know, but you know, when we work long and hard, we deserve it if something comes up. So I hope you have a great day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
You have a blessed day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.